big U.S. cities in catastrophic decline. Good morning, Boston. Okay, my friends, this summer is not the summer of love, as the mayor of Seattle claimed. It is the summer of rioting, looting, arson, and vandalism. And it was in Chicago over the weekend. In Portland, it continues. In Seattle, the city council has now actually voted to defund the police. And Seattle's own black female police commissioner has now resigned, saying that Seattle is now descending into anarchy and lawlessness. Get the hell out of Seattle, she says, while you still can. And so here, my friends, is the absolute latest. And there's no sugarcoating this. Black Lives Matter is on the move. Black Lives Matter is on the march. In Portland, last night, the 73 consecutive nights of rioting took place in Portland. 73 nights. Police officers were assaulted. Black Lives Matter, Antifa thugs, again, by the hundreds and hundreds, took to the streets. They threw chunks of concrete. They threw rocks. They threw frozen bottles. They threw projectiles at police officers. Many of them were seriously injured. Some were sent to the hospital. But more than that, they are now looking to burn down any federal building that they can. They are openly now accosting citizens on the streets. People in Portland are petrified for their very lives. And now they are taking what they openly say is the revolution. Many of them now openly with shields, helmets, many of them dressed in all black fatigues with the hammer and sickle. They are now vowing to take the violence and the revolution into the suburbs. So now in Portland, they are starting to pour into residential areas, and they're doing it deliberately at night to wake people up. I'm not kidding. At 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And so, for example, they went through a residential area. They're moving away now from downtown. They have essentially destroyed the downtown area of Portland. Downtown Portland is a wasteland. The shops have been destroyed. The windows are smashed. Many of the businesses have boarded up. They are essentially no-go zones. Citizens are petrified and terrified to even walk the streets. Now they are roving through residential and suburban neighborhoods. They went into one particular residential neighborhood at about 2:30 in the morning, banging drums on bullhorns, deliberately waking everybody in the area up. In one apartment building, as they walked by, an individual opened the window, looked out, and said, "What are you doing? We're trying to get to sleep, or I want to get to sleep, or I need to get to sleep. I have to work tomorrow." They shouted out, "You've so internalized capitalism that you're worried about getting a good night's sleep to go to blanking work." They actually now openly mock people who work hard for a living, who need a good night's sleep so they can get up, work, and pay taxes. In fact, when that individual opened the light, they now threatened and said, "Please, you're waking all of us up. We need to go to sleep." Listen now to the Antifa Black Lives Matter thugs threaten to burn down the apartment building, and they're telling him they know where he lives, meaning they're going to get him. He's on their list, their target list, their enemies list. Roll cut 30, Christian.
You really internalize capitalism if you're more worried about getting a good
Black Lives Matter!
We're gonna burn your building down!
Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter!
And they're just now they're openly disrupting neighborhoods, suburban areas. They don't want people to sleep. They're destroying cars. They're slashing tires. They're looting stores. It is out of control in Portland. In fact, it is getting so bad that even the Moonbat mayor, liberal Democrat Ted Wheeler, the man who just, what was it, 2 weeks ago or 10 days ago, was marching with Black Lives Matter and Antifa in the streets. He, in fact, was showing solidarity with the rioters and the looters and the criminals, is now saying, whoa, there's not much of a city left. In fact, you guys are doing so much damage, you're going to help one person in particular, and it's not Joe Biden. Listen now to Moonbat Mayor Portland Wheeler saying you are helping the re-election of President Donald Trump. Roll cut 19, Christian.
One last point I want to make, and this is a political point, so it's a little out of field. Don't think for a moment that you are, if you are participating in this activity, that you are not being a prop for the re-election campaign of Donald Trump, because you absolutely are. You are creating the B-roll film that will be used in ads nationally to help Donald Trump during his campaign. You don't want to be part of that? Then don't show up.
How about you do your job? How about you back the police instead of constantly telling them to withdraw or pull back? Instead of tying the hands of the police, why don't you ask for the National Guard to come in, support your local police, support law enforcement, support the state police, and take back the streets from these animals? How about you do that? How about you do your job, which is to uphold law and order, especially public order, which is now under fundamental assault, not just in Portland. So I mentioned what's going on in Seattle. What's going on in Seattle is a nightmare. Also in Seattle, they have destroyed the entire downtown area. It is finished. Maybe never, just like Portland may never, in fact, not may, Portland is never going to recover from this. I'm telling you, it is that bad. Seattle may now also never recover. Businesses have been completely burned down. Shops smashed. Businesses boarded up. The inner city of Seattle is now completely hollowed out. Urban blight, violent crime out of control, shootings, rapes, murders, burglaries. And now the Seattle City Council, the Moonbats, the progressives, the left on the city council, amazingly, stunningly, voted to defund the police. There's going to be no police. And so Police Chief Carmen Best, she's an African-American, a female African-American, who's been stuck in the middle, who's been trying to warn everybody the situation is escalating out of control. It is anarchy, chaos, and mayhem on the streets of Seattle, said, you just cut our legs out completely. And so she has now said, it is impossible for me to do this job. It is impossible for any cop to do his or her job. She's resigning, effective immediately. And now she's telling all law-abiding residents, get the hell out of Seattle. It is the same in Minneapolis. The center of the rioting and then the violent crime, the crime wave that exploded in the wake of the death of George Floyd, that very area, the epicenter. Now there is no police in Minneapolis, essentially. It is literally armed vigilantes, Black Lives Matter, Antifa thugs who are now patrolling large chunks of downtown Minneapolis. Homeowners are terrified. Business owners are leaving. Minneapolis is dying in front of our eyes. And then you had this spectacle of Chicago. In Chicago, apparently a 20-year-old male was apparently engaged in an act of burglary. He's got a rap sheet as long as my arm. The police tried to apprehend him. He turned around, started to shoot at the police. The police returned fire. He apparently was injured and taken to the University of Chicago Hospital. Online, on social media, Black Lives Matter deliberately lied and said that they had shot a child, that the police had shot a little child. Of course, then they organized and mobilized their mob. They turned out they were absolutely furious. And then they said, hey, we haven't ransacked Magnificent Mile. Now, for those of you who haven't been to Chicago, I used to live north of the city for about 6 months. I was an editor of a magazine just about an hour north of Chicago. So I have been to Michigan Avenue, Magnificent Mile, multiple times. It is gorgeous, or at least it was gorgeous. One of the premier shopping districts in the entire world, not just the United States. They looted Magnificent Mile. They tore up shops. They cleaned them out. They cleaned out shopping malls. They cleaned out watch stores, Louis Vuitton, banks. They literally were grabbing ATM machines and putting them, yanking them out of the bank, breaking in to take the cash. My friends, Chicago is burning. Portland is burning. Enough is enough. Okay, Black Lives Matter, Antifa continue to rampage across major U.S. cities. 617-266-6868. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. So Chicago now is the latest to fall to Black Lives Matter. And I got to tell you, this is an absolutely, for me personally, this is a heartbreaking story. I lived in Rockford, Illinois for a while, which is just about an hour north of Chicago. I was the one of the editors of a small conservative, very good conservative magazine, and that really launched my career in journalism. I eventually ended up at the Washington Times. So I've been to Chicago, and I've been to what's called Magnificent Mile, Michigan Avenue. And as I said before the break, it is one of the premier shopping districts in the United States and in many ways around the world. Just some really beautiful, gorgeous shops. Whether it be fine clothes for women, I guess, beauty supplies, purses, fashion, you name it, watch stores. It's got everything. It really got everything. Well, Black Lives Matter, and you can tell this was orchestrated. It was coordinated. It was planned. They lied about a shooting to rile people up. And then they came out in their cars and they came and they hit almost every single store on Magnificent Mile. They cleaned them out. In fact, some of them were taking their vehicles, driving them and smashing them right into the shops. And they got out and they just started looting. And you just saw a sea of people filling up all kinds of shopping bags with everything, sneakers, jewelry, watches, computers, flat screen TVs, Louis Vuitton, they raided that. So I guess purses, whatever they could get their hands on. Literally, I'm not kidding, ATM machines. They broke into a PNC bank and they hauled out an entire ATM machine. And they were smashing the ATM machine to get access to all the cash inside. And what is striking about all of these videos, and it's not just what happened in Chicago, but in Seattle, in Portland, there's no police. There's no police anywhere. And so eventually the cops showed up, and that's when they were confronted again by a massive mob of Black Lives Matter thugs who pelted them with rocks, with chunks of concrete, with frozen bottles. 100 people were eventually arrested. 13 officers were injured, some of them sent to the hospital, smashed faces, broken noses, broken jaws. You look at now parts of Chicago, it looks like Lebanon. It looks like Beirut. They had to shut down all bus and train service going into downtown Chicago. In fact, they had to raise both of the bridges over the Chicago River to prevent anybody from going into the downtown core because the looting and the rioting went on for nearly 5 hours. It continued into the early morning yesterday. It was highway robbery. It was mass criminal behavior. That's what this was. And online, Black Lives Matter, their top activist, said that the looting is not looting. It's reparations, they said. That they're entitled to this. That they're owed this. And that the cops should just get out of the way. The politicians, everyone should just get out of the way because they are owed, the $500 purse, Louis Vuitton purse. They're owed that $600 flat screen television. They're owed the Rolex watches and everything else they were stealing and looting. And after a certain while, we have to start to ask ourselves, do we even have the will to survive as a society? Really, I have to ask that question. Do we even have the willpower to stand up now to this out of control anarchist mob that is now taking over almost like a cancer, metastasizing city after city after city after city? And these are all, for the most part, Democrat-run cities. They have been for 40, 50, 60 years. They are emotionally, physically, morally powerless in the face of this threat from Black Lives Matter and from Antifa. In fact, listen now to the mayor, the Democrat mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot. I call her Lori Lightweight. Listen now to Mayor Lightweight. When a reporter asked the obvious question, well, they've been looting and rioting now for weeks and weeks. You won't arrest anyone. When they are arrested, they're immediately released back onto the streets. And the Soros prosecutors, all these prosecutors backed by Soros, refuse to charge them with anything. So there's been no consequences. Do you think maybe that's the reason why they ransacked Magnificent Mile? Listen to her response. It's unbelievable how they're not even willing to take any accountability whatsoever. Roll cut 25, Christian.
Don't bait us, okay? This is, no, do not bait us. Do not bait us. This is a serious situation. People are concerned about their safety. Officers are concerned about their safety, so don't bait us. What we're saying is, as a result of what happened last night, there have to be consequences. We've got teams of people that are aggressively out there identifying the people responsible, looking at the plates, and we're going to bring them to justice. But when we do, and we do make those arrests, our expectation is that this is going to be treated with the level of seriousness that it should be, period. Don't try to bait us, mischaracterize, pit one against the other. We're not playing that. We are in a serious situation here.
No one's baiting you. You were the ones that appeased them for weeks and weeks and weeks. You didn't do your job. In fact, you criticized Trump when he wanted to send in the federal troops. Now you're reaping what you sow. Are you worried about Black Lives Matter and Antifa coming to your neighborhood? .632 here on the great WRKO. Is Black Lives Matter and Antifa overplaying their hand? 617-266-6868. The latest victim is now Chicago. Stunning pictures and images are now emerging after an entire night, almost a morning of nonstop looting, rioting, arson, vandalism. If you've ever been to Michigan Avenue, it's called Magnificent Mile. It's, as I said, it's heartbreaking. These are high-end retail shops. They bring in a lot of tourism. Now they're telling the mayor, they're telling the people of Chicago, if the cops will not protect their shops, their stores, they are going to leave. They're just going to leave. And you're going to see downtown Chicago resemble Detroit. And already now the tax base is starting to leave Chicago. The violence on the south side of Chicago, it's a killing field. And people are now worried that Chicago may go the way of Portland and Seattle. Listen now to President Trump saying, if Joe Biden wins, you're going to see city after city after city. In fact, the whole country is going to resemble Portland, Seattle, and Chicago, because Black Lives Matter will be in the White House. Roll cut 22, Christian.
If the Democrats controlled in Washington, the Democrats' control of Washington, they'd pass, with all of the things they do, legislation gutting every single police department in America. They truly do. Many of these people want to defund the police department. At a minimum, they're going to stop money from going to the police department. But in many cases, they actually want to defund completely the police department. No city, no town, and no suburb would be safe. Your suburbs would be a disaster. Your cities, your towns would be a disaster. They want every city to be a Portland or to be a Chicago.
Bingo. The Democrats own this lock, stock, and barrel. And they've been running these cities for 50, 60 years. They're the ones who are allied with Black Lives Matter. They're the ones who are pushing for defunding, in some cases, abolishing the police. In fact, as I said in my opening monologue, Seattle, the city council, just voted to defund the entire police department. Their black female police chief, Carmen Best, has now resigned, saying that now lawlessness will dominate the streets of Seattle, and she's urging all law-abiding residents, get the hell out of Seattle while you can. And this, what the progressives are now saying to the big cities is drop dead. Drop dead. You want to work hard? That's not the place for you. You want to be a decent law-abiding person? That's not the place for you. This is how radicalized the Democratic Party has become. Listen now to Bill Barr. It was an absolutely riveting interview that he gave with Mark Levin on Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox on Sunday night, where Bill Barr, the Attorney General, went right to the heart of the matter. Look at the propaganda that the fake news media has been pushing for months now, that these are all largely quote-unquote peaceful demonstrators, largely peaceful protesters. Peaceful. Portland is peace. Seattle is peace. Chicago is peace. The media, as Bill Barr puts it, has been lying to the American people for months about the true nature of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Roll cut 29, Christian.
I've been appalled at what's on this violence, because it's happening right out in the streets. Anyone with eyes can see what's happening. They see the violence. They see these groups of agitators in their black outfits, in their helmets and their shields, which incidentally have the hammer and sickle on them most of the time, rushing the police, causing violence, throwing rocks, the people showing up with the rocks and the frozen bottles. That's happening. That's happening in front of people. You don't see it on any of the national news. You don't see it on the networks. You don't see it on the other cable stations. And yet you hear about these peaceful demonstrators. So it's a lie. The American people are being told a lie by the media.
He's completely right. So my question to you is this, and this now may be the ultimate question. Do you fear Black Lives Matter and Antifa coming to your neighborhood? And how do you feel the American people are going to react to this anarchy, lawlessness, and violence, this wave of crime that is now sweeping city after city? Is this going to help President Trump in November? He is running as the law and order president. And notice, Biden or no other Democrat will condemn the violence, will condemn Black Lives Matter or Antifa. Their silence is deafening. 617-266-6868. Lines are blazing. Let's go to Mark in New Hampshire. Mark, you're first. Thanks for holding and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff, from the land of sanity.
I may be moving up there soon, Mark.
Hey, I keep telling you, buddy, whenever you're ready, you just let me know. Okay, my kids are going to school in a few more weeks, and churches are open, and it's there's no chaos here, Jeff.
You got to rub it in, huh?
I do, a little, you know. You know, I got to say, while I feel terrible for the good people of all these cities, you got to look at the big picture here, okay? These people elected these idiots, you know, and for years we've been warning them, you know, Antifa is an anarchist group. Oh, no, they're anti-fascist. Well, guess what? They gave them a platform. They gave them sanctuary. They gave them a place to build up their numbers, and now they're reaping what they sow, Jeff. Now they're getting it right in their faces, and it's as clear as day. All the warning signs have been there for years. It's like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They gave them a place to set up camp and to run their operations, and now they're getting kicked right in the teeth for it, and it's their own damn fault, Jeff.
You know, Mark, honestly, I wish I could disagree with you, but I can't. You're 1,000% correct. You know, be careful what you wish for. You just may get it. Well, they wanted Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They got Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Mark, thank you very much for that call. I want to ask you, all of you, this, because this to me, I think, is in some ways the more troubling issue. Are these cities now, because a lot of people are saying this, not just Jeff Kuhner, are they now in catastrophic, severe decline? New York, Chicago, Portland, Seattle, I hate to say it, maybe Boston, where you've got crime waves, you've got violence, you've got constant, permanent protests every day. It doesn't stop. Urban blight, decay, joblessness. It's almost like these cities are being turned into third world hellholes. How does Portland recover from this? Half the city's been burned to the ground. How does Seattle recover? How does Chicago recover? In New York, people are fleeing. Another story just came out. Over 500,000 people, middle class, upper middle class, are now permanently leaving New York. It's a mass exodus. They're all running for the hills. So if you don't have businesses, you don't have a tax base, you've got nothing but crime and gangbangers, you don't have a city. It's going to be Detroit. And this is what the Democrats have now created and sown. 617-266-6868. Am I wrong? Let's go to Jim in Shrewsbury. Thanks for holding, Jim, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff, and you are absolutely right. My sister lived in Chicago. She moved out a few months ago, and Chicago is a great city. It's big. There's so much to do, places to see. It's wonderful. But, Jeff, I'm glad she's out of there.
Well, I mean, Jim, did you see the images? I mean, did you see what they did to Magnificent Mile?
I did. A wonderful stretch of stores, great stores to look into. And I'm not rich. I couldn't afford any of those things. But for heaven's sake, Jeff, it's insane. It is absolutely insane. And I consider myself, you know, this is a bourgeois notion, I know, a law-abiding citizen. It would never occur to me to do anything like that, no matter how, quote-unquote, unfairly I've been treated by society at large.
Oh, I'm with you, Jim. Jim, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868. Okay, let me ask you, are you concerned about Black Lives Matter and Antifa coming into your neighborhood? And what do you think needs to be done? How do we stop these marauders and criminals who are now rampaging night after night? And is this the issue, law and order, that will ride the president all the way back into the White House? Your calls next. 6:50 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, if we do not defeat that anti-police bill that is now making its way up on Beacon Hill, I am telling you, and it's not just me, it is practically every single rank-and-file police officer is saying the same thing. Boston and Massachusetts will become another Chicago, another Portland, another Seattle, in fact, another New York. Listen now to this story. I'm going to go back to the phone lines, I promise, but you got to listen to this one. So what is now happening is, because Mayor Bill de Blasio has tied the hands of the police in New York City, just like the liberals want to do here in Massachusetts, crime has exploded in New York. Shootings are up nearly 140%. Rapes, murders, homicides through the roof. Parts of New York City are literally no-go zones. And just over the weekend, an 11-year-old girl was beaten by five other girls. I mean, they beat her black and blue. They kicked her, they stomped her, they punched her, they used a stun gun in her stomach. And as the police tried to respond to help, basically help this poor girl to prevent her from being assaulted, a mob of Black Lives Matter supporters formed almost like a phalanx, blocking the police so that they couldn't come in and arrest the five girls who had beaten and stomped and punched this poor 11-year-old girl. They threw rocks at the police. They threw bottles at the police. They threw fireworks, projectiles at the police. And this is what they're doing, swarming police officers all across New York and in major cities. What's even more ominous, so now you have an 11-year-old girl being beaten up in broad daylight, in the middle of the street, okay, by a pack of jackals. What's even worse and more alarming is that in New York, they have now passed a law in which if a police officer uses, forget even a chokehold, any kind of a technique to try to subdue, say, a criminal or a gangbanger or whatever, that restricts their breathing in any way, shape, or form, then the police officer will immediately and automatically be charged with a crime. And so for the cops are now afraid they're going to be charged if they somehow handle a criminal or a defendant in any way that could be perceived as inhibiting their breathing. And so because they don't want to get charged, I'm not kidding, police are no longer arresting people. Arrests are down 60%. In fact, precinct leaders have been caught on video, and I don't blame them, telling police officers, if there's any doubt, let the crime happen. Because if you try to make an arrest and they deem that you're using quote unquote excessive force, or you're trying to subdue the person in any way that could be considered that they can't breathe or it restricts their ability to breathe, then you're going to automatically be charged, you're going to lose your job, and you're going to go to jail. And so the police are now being essentially, their hands are being tied, they're paralyzed, and they're essentially being told, pull back, hands off. And so as this goes on, with the police now being pulled back, you want to defund the police, you want to abolish the police, you want to tie the hands of the police, this is what happens. Now, what do you think is going to happen here if they pass this bill, essentially ending qualified immunity? You arrest someone and they claim I couldn't breathe or restricted my breathing, or banged my head up against the car, or he was a bit too rough, or she was a bit too rough when they put the handcuffs on me or whatever. Not only are you going to go to jail, not only are you going to lose your job, but they get to sue the pants off of you. You think the police are going to do any kind of proactive policing after this bill passes? So to everybody out there, we are now one vote away from becoming another New York, another Chicago, another Seattle, or another Portland. It's already bad. Don't even take my word for it. Just listen to Police Commissioner William Gross. Violence is exploding on the streets of Boston, in Dorchester, in Mattapan, in Roxbury. Shootings, knifings, stabbings, murders. And he's openly blaming DA Rachel Rollins, saying another one that's backed by George Soros. He goes, they're releasing violent criminals back onto the streets. You keep releasing violent criminals back onto the streets. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get more violent crime. Hello. This war on the police is a war on civilization, on order, on you, on me, on our communities, and on our neighborhoods. And it's about time that we stand up and say to everyone, enough is enough. The streets belong to us. They don't belong to the mob, to the criminals, or to the domestic terrorists that are Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Agree, disagree, 617-266-6868 is the number. Should Black Lives Matter and Antifa be labeled a terrorist organization? What do they have to do before they finally are labeled domestic hate groups? Mm-hmm. Kevin in East Bridgewater, thanks for holding, Kevin, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Look, I call because this is it resurrected an idea or a thought that I had that I grew up with. At the time in the 60s, there was an organization called the Civil Defense League, and I believe there are people within each town that could work with the police to give the police a hand to be ready for when, and they will come to each town, because they're going to get tired of the same old in Boston, New York, or wherever. So I think if they're acting almost like call firefighters, to give the police a hand when they are, and they need help, when they are going to be overwhelmed. That's my idea. An organization working with the police in each town, working something like the Civil Defense League from a previous century, let's put it that way. But anyway, that's my idea, and I just wanted to share it with you.
Well, no, Kevin, look, it's a very interesting idea. It's very provocative, very interesting. Kevin, here's my question to you, and it's my question to all of you. Black Lives Matter and Antifa, look how brazen they are now. Look how much control and power they have now. And that's with Trump in the White House and Republicans controlling the Senate. Can you imagine what's going to happen if the Democrats control the Senate, the House, and Biden, that buffoon, is in the White House? I mean, Kevin,
I can see it coming, but I think we need to understand and be ready for it when it happens. And I think there are many, many people who've worked hard to build their little castles everywhere within the United States that can work with a Civil Defense League in conjunction with the police and the state police to combat that overwhelming, thugs when they come to that town.
Interesting. Interesting. Kevin, really interesting call. Thank you very much. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, I'm going to take a lot more of your calls. I promise. I'm back in 60 seconds.